And I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Christopher Johnson, Megan Burns, and Vince Cadlebeck. They're all part of Meow Wolf, and they're here to talk about Meow Mélange, which is happening at the Lensic this Saturday. That's tomorrow. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, thanks.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So what's the Meow Mélange all about?
Meow Mélange is about, it's about Meow Wolf and the Lensic collaborating together in hopes that young people will start seeing the Lensic as an accessible place and a venue to do their art in, and another way for us to broaden our audience and get people that maybe don't know about us out to see what we're up to.
Yeah, we were given the opportunity to basically curate a night at the Lensic, and it was basically they came and invited us. They said, you know, like, we like what you guys are doing, and they wanted to give us that opportunity. So we figured that, you know, the best way to do that would be just open it up, like our philosophy, open it up to the community, have open auditions, and have, you know, anyone come through that wanted to be a part of it. And in classic Meow Wolf fashion, we said yes to like every single act that came through.
Nice.
And so then we sort of formatted it. Within 2 hours, I think you're going to end up seeing like
16 pieces.
16 different pieces, some of them ranging from like a minute and a half to about 15 minutes,
yeah.
Which is the play that Chris wrote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be like really kind of like, you know, fast paced from one thing to the next, ranging from singer-songwriter, collaborative efforts between media, like dancers dancing to the words of a poet with music and video happening at the same time. Some pieces will just be like sort of reality theater where you just see a person on stage and they're talking about their lives. So it's a whole range of different activity that's going to happen.
Is it all Meow Wolf members or all sorts of people from the community?
All sorts of people from the community. Actually, the majority of the performers are not Meow Wolf members.
Interesting. But it's sort of that, shall we say, kind of younger artist?
Mostly.
Yeah, but they're actually, it's not exclusive to young performers.
We have an amazing banjo player and guitar player named Tom Adler.
Oh, yeah, he's on KSFR.
Yeah, he's on KSFR. Yeah, he's
Acoustic
incredible.
Explorations, yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be, he's one of the acts. He has a 10-minute spot where he's just going to show off, basically.
Which we're so happy to watch.
Yeah. We have a guy named Ariel, which stands for Revolution Evolution Life. Ariel, and he's an incredible like R&B sort of soul singer.
It's amazing.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere. It's like incredible to watch. So yeah, we have, you know, there's a definite range of age, media, and also sort of walks of life around Santa Fe. People I've never ever even met before. Yeah, absolutely.
Hence the mélange.
The mélange, yeah.
Christopher, let's talk about your piece for a second.
Okay.
I just saw a rehearsal of it. What's it about?
What's it about? Well, it's a
it's
revision.
It's a creature.
Yeah, kind of. Well, it's Galileda, essentially. It's a retelling of Pygmalion making Galileda and Aphrodite bringing that statue to life. In our play, the characters are Pig, Ginny instead of Galileda, and Ophidia instead of Aphrodite. But they're all there. It's all pretty much out of Ovid and just retold as that story has been retold, you know, several times every century since it first came up.
And the costume itself is worth the pay what you wish price of admission.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're talking about the girl playing Ginny, which is Galileda's role, and it is very cool. Lots of wires. And
the costume was designed and constructed by Sarah Bradley.
Yeah.
Nice. So all of this is happening tomorrow night.
Yeah.
It's at 7 o'clock at the Lensic. Pay what you wish. Now, you said, Megan, at the beginning that it was kind of about trying to get people who'd never really thought of the Lensic as a place that they could go and participate and be active in one way or another. Is the Lensic perceived as kind of a more, what would you call it, kind of older, staid venue?
I think that just because of the the kind of acts that are generally there, the price of admission, and I mean, I think there's something to be said about just how beautiful and sort of glitzy it is, that I think the general perception from a, you know, 20-somethings teen person is that this is not something that I'll ever be able to be on stage for an event there, because it's just, it's, yeah, it has a very good reputation in our minds, but it doesn't, it has not always felt accessible.
Yeah. And all that will change tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Megan Burns, Christopher Johnson, and Vince Cadlebeck of Meow Wolf, the Meow Melange, 7 o'clock at the Lensic. We will see you there. Thanks for being with us.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you.